안녕하십니까? 2013학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 6월 모의평가 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2013학년도 대학 수학 능력 시험 6월 모의평가 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호, 문형 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 12번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 13번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문한 트로피를 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'd like to order a trophy for our school's basketball competition.
Well, how about this one with a man taking a shot?
It's okay, but the pose is very common. Do you have anything else?
Sure. What about this one with a ball held by two hands?
I like it. It looks simple but symbolic.
It's another very popular trophy.
I'll take it. Oh, I also want to put our school name, Maple, on the trophy.
That's fine. I can do that for you at no additional charge.
Oh, wait. Here's another one with a figure of a dragon on top of the ball held by two hands. I like this better. Our school's mascot is a dragon.
Really? But there's an extra charge for adding a figure of a mascot.
That's okay. I'll order the one with a dragon. Don't forget to put our school name on it. Thanks for your help.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, it's Anna. Do you want to see the new sci-fi movie with me tomorrow?
I'd love to, but I can't.
But you love science fiction movies. Did something happen?
To tell you the truth, I have a job interview tomorrow.
Good for you. But you don't sound excited at all. Is something wrong?
Actually, I haven't been sleeping well because all I can think about is that interview.
Don't sweat it. Haven't you done interviews before?
Yeah, but the last interview I had was a disaster.
What happened?
Every time I was asked a question, my mind went blank, so I couldn't give a proper answer.
Forget about it. If you just think positive, I'm sure you'll do fine.
I guess you're right. But I'm afraid that the same thing will happen again.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Traveling is a chance to relax, meet new people, and discover new things. But almost as soon as you return, you're caught up in the business of everyday life. Digital cameras can help you to record your trip. However, they sometimes fail to keep memories as vivid as they were during the trip. That's why you should keep a travel journal. Your journal will help you capture your trip in full. The buzz, the energy, sense of adventure, people and places that inspired you, thoughts and ideas. It's all there in your travel journal whenever you need a break from your busy life.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, David. It's me, Lisa.
Hi. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. I've been busy preparing for our student council bazaar next Monday.
I saw the poster. You're raising funds for charity, right?
Yes, we are. I hope a lot of students come. Hey, David, didn't you play the guitar at our school talent show last year?
Yeah, I did.
Do you think you could come to our bazaar and play a song again?
Well, I'm kind of busy these days. Besides, my brother borrows my guitar for his lessons on Mondays.
Oh, you don't need to worry. I can borrow one from our teacher. Please?
Fine, I'll do it.
Thanks. The bazaar will be held in front of the school cafeteria.
Okay, I'll see you then.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, can I help you find something?
Yes, I'm looking for a scarf for my wife.
How about this brown one? It just came in this morning.
It's very beautiful. How much is it?
The regular price is $100, but you can get 20% off today.
Great. I'll buy it. Oh, I have a 10% discount coupon. Can I use this as well?
Sorry, sir. This coupon cannot be used for sale items.
I see. This purple one is also very elegant. Is it 20% off too?
No, sir. All items on this rack are not on sale. This scarf is $50. You may use your 10% discount coupon for this item.
Great. Then I'll buy that brown scarf and this purple one as well. Here's my coupon. Could I have both of them wrapped?
Of course. I'm sure your wife will love them.
6번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
As you know, vitamin D is an essential nutrient that supports a variety of bodily functions. For this reason, many people take vitamin D supplements to get as much vitamin D as possible. However, taking more than the recommended daily amount of vitamin D may cause some unwanted side effects, such as increased thirst, changes in your heart rate, and chest pain. It can also lead to other problems, such as kidney stones and bone loss. When you take vitamin D supplements, please remember, too much is no better than too little.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How may I help you?
I'm looking for new frames for my eyeglasses.
I see. What kind of frames would you like?
The ones I have now are a bit heavy, So I'd like ones that are lighter.
All right. You can choose frames from this selection here.
Hmm. I like these. What do you think?
These rectangular frames are feather light and very popular these days. They also suit the shape of your face.
I like the design, but do you have the same frames in a different color?
We had them in black, but they are currently sold out.
Could you place an order for the black frames for me? I don't mind waiting for them.
Sure, I can. It'll take about a week for the frames to arrive.
No problem.
Welcome! Could you please bring your car a little bit closer to pump 1?
Sure. How's this?
That's fine. What type of gasoline would you like me to fill the tank with?
Regular, please.
Please turn off your engine.
Okay.
How much would you like me to put in?
Fill it up, please.
No problem. While you wait, let me wash your windshield for you.
Thanks.
Your tank is now full. How would you like to pay?
By credit card. Here you go.
Please sign here. This is a coupon for a free car wash. You can use it the next time you visit.
Thank you. Hello?
Thank goodness, I finally got through.
I'm very sorry. Sometimes I can't hear the phone over the noise of the steaming machine. What can I do for you?
I dropped off a pair of pants this morning, but I think I may have left my credit card in the back pocket.
Then let me check for you to see if it's there. May I have your name, please?
Samuel Richardson.
Oh, I already dry cleaned your pants, but I didn't find anything.
Oh, no.
Are you sure that it was in the pocket of your pants?
Yes, I think so, because I remember using it at the restaurant last night and then putting it in my back pocket.
Well, I'll keep looking and I'll let you know if I find it.
Okay, thanks.
Tim,
can you help me with something?
Sure. What's up?
I've got to get this letter of recommendation for my student to Bell University by 6 p.m. today.
By 6 p.m.? I don't think that's possible. Why didn't you mail it earlier?
He asked me to write the letter just this morning.
I see.
Can you think of any way I can get this done?
Why don't you ask them if it's okay to send a copy for now?
Well, I think most schools only accept originals.
There's nothing to lose by asking. If they say a temporary copy is fine, you can fax or email it. Then you can send the original later by express mail.
All right. I think that's the only option I have. Let me check to see if it's possible.
Good luck.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 수강할 요리 강좌를 고르시오.
Hey. Take a look at this brochure about chef's recipes cooking classes.
Wow, this looks like fun.
What do you think about taking a class together?
Okay, how about Chinese dumplings taught by Chef Jimmy?
Oh, I took that class already. How about French fine dining instead?
Sounds good, but I can't afford more than $350 for a class.
I see. What about learning how to make Italian spaghetti?
It might be interesting, but I'd like to take one of Chef Jimmy's classes instead. He's young but very passionate about food.
I like him too. He's teaching two other classes. They both look good, so why don't you decide?
Okay. Oh, I forgot. I have a tutoring job on Monday evenings.
Well, I guess only one choice remains.
Right. Let's go sign up then.
(12번) 노트북 컴퓨터의 반납에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. May I have your attention? Many of you rented notebook computers for school projects at the beginning of this semester. It is now nearing the end of the semester, so we would like you to return them by July 15th. Please return your notebook computers to the multimedia room on the first floor. Make sure to delete your personal files and run an antivirus program before you return your computer. You will receive your original deposit a week after you return your notebook computer. If you return it late, you will be charged with a $10 fee. Thank you for your cooperation.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
What do you think of your new bookshelf?
It's great. It's better than the old one. 2.
Don't touch that box. There are a lot of dangerous tools.
But Mom, I want to see what kinds of things are inside. 3.
What are you looking for in the drawer?
I want to wear my new sweater. 4.
Are you trying to get a toy from the bookshelf?
No, Mom. I'm just getting a book. 5.
Don't put those boxes on that shelf.
Okay, Mom. Can I put them by the window instead?
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Deborah, let me show you something.
Sure, what is it?
It's my brand new electronic dictionary.
Cool! I saw a commercial for this on television. Where did you get it?
At Central Shopping Mall on 7th Avenue. I bought it yesterday.
I heard that this dictionary supports 5 different languages.
It's true. It supports English, French, Spanish, German, and Chinese.
Does it have any other special functions?
You can play video and audio files on it as well.
Awesome! I heard that you can also connect to the internet with this. Is that true?
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How was your weekend?
Stressful. I spent the whole time studying for our test.
You mean our French literature test this afternoon?
Yeah. It'll count for half my grade, so I really need to do well on it.
I know. Professor Hubert likes to make us translate parts of novels on our test to make sure we really understand what they mean.
Right. Actually, could you help me translate this paragraph here?
No problem. Oh, I think there's something missing here.
Really? You could be right since I typed this up myself.
Do you have the original text? We need to compare them to make sure that you copied it correctly.
Sorry, I left the book at home because I thought I wouldn't need it. Amy, what's the rush?
William, I'm on my way to the dentist.
I see. Hey, didn't you say that you wanted to see the new musical, Wings of the Wind?
Yeah, I did. I heard that it got some terrific reviews. Why do you ask?
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted to see it with me this evening.
Sure, but I thought you were really busy with a new project these days.
I am, but I don't want to miss seeing such a great musical.
Do you think there will still be tickets available?
Well, my friend told me about a great website that sells discounted tickets. If we're lucky, we can grab some last-minute tickets.
Really? That's fantastic. Listen, I'm late for my appointment, so I've got to go.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수지가 미스터 아담스에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susie is a member of her school's drama club. Her teacher, Mr. Adams, has given her the role of Juliet in the upcoming school play, Romeo and Juliet. What Susie is most concerned about is how to realistically express the emotions of a girl who is caught in a tragic love story with Romeo. Susie tries listening to sad love songs to understand Juliet's feelings. However, she finds that it is not as easy as it seems. The school's performance is in 2 weeks. Mr. Adams notices how frustrated she is and asks her what's wrong. In this situation, what would Susie most likely say to Mr. Adams?
이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.